In a grape plant, pruning redirects the sap away from wasteful growth and toward desirable fruit. In our lives, pruning is God's way of making room for more of what matters most and redirecting the flow of His life through us so that we'll produce more of what will last for eternity. Even though being pruned isn't much fun, the purpose for it is full of promise. In fact, if you cooperate with God's shears, you'll soon find yourself shaking your head, not over what you've left behind, but at the wonderful new results you see flourishing all around. The trouble with leaves. Think of leaves as those activities, preoccupations, and priorities that, though not wrong, are using up valuable resources that would be better spent in pursuit of fruitfulness for God. I don't know about you, but I'm especially skilled at producing an abundance of leaves in my life. As women, we enjoy creating an attractive, comfortable life for those we love, but we can get caught up in the demands of the immediate so that we leave no room for the future God is trying to give us. For my friend Gail, teaching a weekly Bible study in her home had for years been a fulfilling and fruitful activity. For some time, though, busyness had kept her from taking the next step, one that was wide open to her, of developing a video teaching curriculum that would reach many more with the same material. Last year, she finally took a step of faith. She reprioritized her activities, turned her group over to a woman she had been mentoring, and headed for the recording studio. "I always prayed that God would use me to teach more women," she told me, "but I wanted to do it my way. Giving up certain activities was difficult, but already God is using the video teaching to reach thousands of women I could never touch personally." As God begins to prune in your life, your first reaction may be to wail, "What have I done wrong?" But the truth is that if God is pruning you, you're doing something right. You're not bogged down in ongoing serious sin. You're already busy bearing fruit, but your loving Father wants to help you bear more fruit for His glory. Was Gail doing something wrong? Of course not. She had been busy doing good, but God was inviting her to do more, to reach for His best. God doesn't prune away sin. That's what He does with His discipline. His pruning focuses on the second best pursuits that can take over our lives, or our values or activities that used to be a priority for us but shouldn't be any longer. They can waste our potential for weeks or months, maybe even for a lifetime. What God's shears look like.